This is Caleb Jones. This is the Black Dragon blog, and this is a special audio component for this day game article featuring Tom Terrero. And normally, as you most of you know, the audio components, I usually charge for these. These are only for paid members of the blog, but this time I wanted to give this to everybody, all readers, because that's just how I feel today. That's just the kind of guy I am.
What a kind man you are.
I know. See, I try. This is Tom Terrero. Hi, Tom.
Hola, hola. Hello from South America.
Tom Terrero, for those few of you who don't know, most of you know, he and I did a podcast a few weeks ago, and Tom is my favorite day game guy, and there's a lot of reasons why you're my favorite day game guy, but one of the biggest reasons is a lot of the day game advice that I see, not all of it, but a lot of it, I would say the majority of it that's well known, is mostly advice for guys who are pretty good looking. So good looking guys who are really physically fit, guys who have visible six packs or look like they work out, you know, guys who look good.
And just like me. What are you trying to say, Caleb?
Well, just like you and me, right? Exactly.
Exactly. Models. Your blog is for male models.
I get laid.
That's my material. Yeah.
Yes, I have six pack abs. That's the only reason.
Exactly.
And I see this stuff, and even this, a lot of the stuff I like, and some of these guys I do like. I do like them. I do like their advice. But then I'm reading this stuff. I'm like, well, I don't want this advice. I want advice for the normal everyday looking guy, not the 400-pound Jabba the Hutt guy, but the normal everyday average guy. How he can go out and get results. And it's basically a duplication of my online dating advice. I don't give online dating advice for guys who are already gorgeous. I mean, it still works for them, but I want advice that works for anybody, which is why I like your stuff.
Bless you. Thank you very much. Yeah. And just because there's a lot of good day gamers out there, but just because you can do it doesn't necessarily mean you can teach it. So
that's also true. Yes.
I guess the background, I taught kids for a long time, believe it or not. So yeah, I'm the same as you. I systemize things. I just wanted to see what worked, trial and error, statistics. So we're singing from the same song sheet. Yeah.
So for this quick audio thing, I want to break it up into two parts. Let's first talk about guys who are complete beginners, who've never done day game in their life, who probably haven't done a lot of game at all in their life, and they want to give day game a try. And then we'll switch halfway into this. We'll switch to guys who have some level of game. Maybe they've tried day game or they've dabbled in it or they're not online dating and they want to increase what they're doing with day game. Because I like online dating myself, but I know that online dating isn't a good option for a lot of guys and day game would be better for those guys. So let's first talk about, in addition to the stuff in the article, and if you need to refer to stuff in the article, go ahead. But what should the guy do who he is a plain Jane beginner? He's never approached a woman in his life. And how would he get started?
Okay, well, first of all, don't overcomplicate it. So I say, you say, you got to log off, you got to leave your house. I think Mystery said it, the game is played in field. So the more videos you watch, the more you complicate it in the very beginning, the worse your results are going to be. So as I say in the article, mileage may vary because, it does depend on your starting point. You can't deny that how you're dressed and how you look and your baseline confidence and your baseline social skills, of course, they impact. But
of course,
if you've never done it before, you log off, you leave your house, and step one is social awareness. So just seeing this as a win-win thing, baby steps. It depends on your starting point, but smiling at people as you walk past them, saying hello to people, holding eye contact. Now, I don't know what your beginner level is, but this stuff might sound easy for you. For some guys, you've got to get this sorted before you even think about the game. So that's really level zero. Level one would be asking for directions. I think we said this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we call this indirect game. It's the old school kind of game. Nothing wrong with it. But asking for directions, making it a bit quirky. So rather than saying, do you know where Starbucks is? You could say, do you know where a quirky coffee shop is? You know, something interesting with good coffee. Don't say Starbucks. You could ask for anything. You could ask people working in a shop for advice about...
And it doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't really matter what you ask.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're not trying to get laid. This is where students say, but that's not day game. I'm saying don't run before you can walk, you know? Step one, I used to say the three A's. So social awareness is the first one, then learning attraction, then learning arousal. But if you can't do the first one, which is just basic social awareness.
Especially if you're starting from zero.
If you're starting from zero or you're just an average guy who's not used to talking to strangers, get used to saying hello, asking for directions. And then if that sounds super easy to you, then start with what day gamers start with, which is just giving random compliments. And guys listening to this will go, yeah, that sounds easy. Well, okay. It's quite easy.
Not if you've never done it. Easy. I remember. Yeah.
If you're playing, if the girls are playing Jane, yeah, it's really easy. Just say, hello. I know this is a bit strange, but I just wanted to say you look lovely. You know, I like your hat. I like your boots. Have a nice day. Again, we're not trying to do day game. We're just trying to give value. So guys think day game is something creepy where you steal value from a girl. No, it should be win-win. She should smile. That tells you that you're smiling, you're doing it right. And before you even think about numbers and dates and lays, can you go and give compliments? So you give compliments to average girls, then you might give compliments to a MILF, a yummy mummy. Then you might say, okay, a hot girl who's standing, that's quite a challenge. Then maybe a hot girl who's walking slowly. And then you build up to a hot girl who's moving quickly, a hot girl in a coffee shop. But if you can't even just say, hello, I just wanted to give you a compliment. You look lovely. Have a nice day. Don't do day game, right?
And to interject really quick, when I first started with day game, I did it for about 6-7 months, way back in 2009. You already said it earlier. I started literally with just holding eye contact. That's all I did.
And smiling.
As long as I could. Yeah. And then I just did a thing where you say hi. You just say hi. Yeah. That's it. You have to say hi to like 5 women. Because I was starting zero. So yeah. And it worked.
We call them hit and runs. And it's momentum. It's crushing the worst thing of all in the daytime, which is anxiety. Because you can't have beer. There's no flashing lights. You're probably on your own. Right. And guys underestimate it. They go, oh, I don't suffer from approach anxiety. Well, go and try it.
It never quite, I mean, I don't know if this is true. Do you agree or disagree with the statement that approach anxiety never quite 100% goes away? Or can you
It never goes away. It's like jumping out of a plane. You're always going to feel gravity, but you desensitize to it. So if you do it every day, and I've done it for 10 years, yeah. But if I take some time off, or if it's a high pressure situation in a shop, in an airport, people are looking. Right. Yeah. Because it's not a normal human thing. You know, we grew up in very small tribes. We evolved in very small tribes. So your body's telling you this could get you killed here. Yeah.
Is there anything else? Is there any quickie thing? And maybe there isn't, that a brand new beginner could do if he's just terrified? Because sometimes I talk about it, and they're fucking, it's the opposite of the guys say, oh, I don't have approach anxiety, because I get those guys too. The guys were just fucking terrible. Like, I am so scared. I can't do it. What if she's hot? Is there anything else?
This is the argument for going indirect. When we say indirect, we just mean the old stuff of kind of lying at the beginning. Because even giving a compliment, I remember I did about a year of indirect game. I used to ask tourists in London, excuse me, do you have a tube map? Do you have a metro map? That was my opener. Mm-hmm. And that's terrifying enough. And then it took me a year or so to go up to a girl and say, excuse me, you look nice. It's so terrifying if she's hot and if you've got social anxiety. So don't run before you can walk. There is nothing wrong with asking for directions, asking for advice about a present for your sister.
And forget about day game. Forget about day game.
And you never know. This is the thing. She might give you the directions and walk away. She might be a really nice girl. You accidentally get her number. That happens a lot with beginners. You get into the conversation and you realize, oh, she's nice. She likes me. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know any quote unquote game, but it just works. So that happens. But I'm telling you, in terms of efficiency and results and getting your balls and being a guy, the quicker you can learn to go direct, the better. Because you know you're lying, she knows you're lying, and it doesn't really, it wastes a lot of time, as we talked about in the podcast. You know, you get a lot of numbers to nowhere, her husband arrives, she friend zones you. So if you can, as quick as you can, we call it the hit and run, just go up to a girl, excuse me, I just wanted to say, you look very nice. Have a nice day. And the aim is to make her smile. And then you feel good. She feels good. You're already 99% ahead of all other men on the planet.
And how would you change this advice, if or would you at all, for guys who are not beginners, but like intermediates? So this guys like I was back in the day. So I had some results with women. I was getting good at online dating. Maybe another guy would be maybe good at social circle game and he gets laid there. And maybe he's dabbled in day game a little bit. Would there be any change in that advice for that kind of guy?
Yeah, because now you're talking about not just having a conversation, having a chit chat. You're talking about game. And I believe game exists. Game is triggering female attraction. Yeah. So how do you do that? Well, as I say in the article, we're going to try not to ask those boring questions.
Yes.
We are going to flirt. And guys go, well, what's flirting? And the technical bit of flirting is breaking rapport. So teasing and challenging rather than asking those questions. What's your name? Where are you from? What do you do? Because that's not game.
That is guys such a problem say, with guys. In
guys will say to me, they'll say, I've done their game. Here's my interaction and we'll listen to it. And sure, he goes up to her and he says, hi, you look nice. And then it just descends into a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst bit of all is that he gets the number and he says, I don't know why it flaked. And then you listen back and you say, well, how many questions did you ask? How did you kiss her ass? Mm-hmm. And it's a problem. It's a problem for friendly guys. I have to say my North American students, they're very friendly. They're very social. But Europeans and British people, we break rapport a lot. We're quite edgy. We're quite prickly. You know, we tease and we call our mates, you know, idiots and fat bastards and come here.
Right.
But in America, there's a lot of cool and wow and amazing and oh. Okay, you're from Alabama. Okay. You know, so the real challenge for the intermediate guy is to learn attraction. And that, if you look at the model in the article, that's step 2 and 3. And it takes months, if not years, to get into the habit of breaking rapport. So teasing her, you know, challenging something she says, disagreeing with her. All these things, as Mystery said many years ago, flick the attraction switches. She suddenly thinks this guy must be high value. Because he has the balls to tease me. I'm a model and he's teasing me and he's disagreeing with me. So you'll see that's when girls go, wow, okay, this guy's different. And then the number doesn't flake. So that's important. If you're an intermediate, I think you need a schedule, you need volume. So don't just be one of these be yourself guys who says, oh yeah, I'm going to do it out and about. No.
Yeah, no. I see that advice all the time. It's the stupidest advice I've ever seen for day games.
It's great. It's great if you're advanced.
Yes, if you're advanced, correct.
It's hypocritical for the coaches to say that to beginners and intermediates. No, exactly. You need a schedule, like a gym. Right. You've got the gym reps. We do 30 a week in New York or London. And the last bit of advice for intermediates is record yourself, right? And you'll be shocked. If you just stick on your iPhone or I have a dictaphone, you'll be shocked at cringing at your questions and your voice and your speed and kissing her ass. So you can teach yourself a lot from recording. You can get a wing, but I know a lot of us don't have friends that have the same schedules or whatever.
I never had that option. Yeah.
No. And it's better, to be honest, if you can just toughen up and do it yourself, because then when you do see your dream girl, I mean, out of 7-Eleven, you can do it. Yeah. But volume, volume, volume. This
Let me
is
give you one more quickie question. I'm going to throw you a curveball. I don't think we talked about this, or I didn't think I was going to tell you I was going to ask about this, but just in case you have an answer, or if you don't, that's okay. The excuse guys give, and this is common. I know you've heard it. Well, day game might work in blank city, in X city, but it doesn't work here in Y city because girls here are blank. And in that other city, they're not blank. So I don't think day game will work here.
Yes. These are all limiting beliefs. We call them weasels. I've made parody videos and all the voices that come in your head. Mm. She's too tall. She's too small. People are watching. It doesn't work on German girls. It doesn't work on Chinese girls. But the only truth, there is a bit of truth in what you said, in that its effectiveness is determined by the city, I would kind of agree. So a big city like New York, Chicago, Toronto, you've just got more volume. You've got more pedestrians. So vis-a-vis, the guy will get better quickly. So yeah, if you're in a small place or even Denver or even Austin, Texas, you're going to have to go into Whole Foods. You're going to have to go into malls. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do Starbucks. So there's a reason that the North American guys that are good, they all come from New York or they live in New York. And I learned day game in London. So you're right. It's not a nightclub with this high density. So population matters and pedestrianization matters. But don't give me the excuses about nationality and la la la, because we've tested it all over the world. And I've done day game in really small places. Yeah, you can always find a Starbucks. You can always find a supermarket.
You've done day game all, I know you've done day game all over the world.
70 countries, more than 60 countries and coming up to 80-odd cities. So yeah, it works everywhere. But if you want to get good, volume. You need volume. Whole Foods is where the yoga girls are, you know, the granola and the smoothie girls.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find hot girls. I don't do it in the gym if you're a beginner and don't do it at work, for God's sake. Don't shit where you eat.
Correct. Don't. Unless you literally don't give a shit about your job, then fine. Other than that, don't do any of this.
No, same in the gym. You know, it's awkward. It's awkward. You don't need to do it. So yes, but the article has a lot. And a few years ago, I videoed two beginners in London and I took them through the model. So I forgot to say that to you, Caleb. I think to get that, they have to sign up to my list. I know that's a bit gamey, but that's where the beginner's guide video is. And there's a free PDF.
Go ahead. What's the link?
If you just go to the homepage of my website, tomterrero.com, there's a sign up thing and you get an automated half an hour video, which is much better to see complete beginners making the mistakes that I say, you know, the small talk and the anxiety and all that. And then you see them correct it step by step. So awesome. Voila.
And I recommend to all you listening, anyone in Alpha 2.0, any even mildly interested in Alpha 2.0, if day game is an area that you want to improve in or get involved in, I know there's a lot of you who do, including some of you older fuckers like me and Tom, that's where you want to go, Tom Terrero. We have, Tom and I also have other stuff planned, but I can't really talk about it yet, but this is great. Tom, this has been great.
No worries. And I'll be answering questions in the comments.
Perfect.
So fire away. Yeah.
Will do. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tom.
Cheers, brother.
Great. Bye.